Well, good morning and welcome everybody to Saturday AM Live Vance Rogers coming at you live, not from Layton, but this is going to be live from Layton Part 2. And there are so many amazing, absolutely beyond amazing, life-changing tips, or I should say modeling tips that Luis Kasuga, Nikan's global president, shared with us last Thursday, so 9 days ago. And here it is a week. Weeks plus later, and I'm still unraveling and unpackaging these just amazing life experiences that he shared and tips, and almost like trade secrets. And as I'm doing that and implementing them into my life, the fruit of it has been just totally wonderful. So there's several of you that I've asked to kind of share your thoughts. This is not about Vance. It's not about what I learned, but about what other people learned. And if you've not received my notes that I typed up, please, please pop me a text, pop me an email, say, Vance, I didn't get your notes, I'd like them. I've never had so much wonderful feedback from people, some not even in Nikan, that used to be in Nikan, and they're reading them, and they write back and say, wow, that's amazing. But, so before we do that, really quick, I want to encourage everybody, if you're not using the Lactofan the way that, not the way that I do, the way it's been suggested by several people in the medical field, and if you have the sniffle, you have something in your throat that's just not, you know you're not at 100%, especially in this time of year, and when you're exposed to other people that are definitely not at their best, pop open that bad boy capsule. That little teeny tiny capsule, pop it open, dump it under your tongue, and immediately you need to chase it right on top of that with at least a half a teaspoon of the jade green dust, okay? It goes right into the saliva ducts, right into the bloodstream. Now, let me warn you, if you're not awake, you will be really quickly. 80 milligrams of organic ginger is a wake-up call to the whole ear, nose, and throat, you know, systems, and it's truly wonderful. It is absolutely wonderful. Your body will thank you. Now all those germy guys, okay, Greg and Gregorian and all those other germs that are in here, they won't bite you at all. The good stuff, the good healthy guys, all right, they will love you. Because you're feeding the good stuff. And if you want to improve your game as far as your immune system and how your body functions, I recommend doing that. Literally, the split second you feel something that's not at 100%, don't wait. Don't say, oh, yeah, I need to do that or I need to order that. Well, if you need to order it, it's too late because you're going to get hit with the crud. But when you have the lactoferrin on hand, still swallow them every day like normal. Based on 130 to 150 pound person, that's what the recommendation is for. But that's for maintenance. So if you want to take it up a notch, dump it under your tongue because you can get the biggest bang for your buck and it'll really, really help your body function. So that's my quick tip for the morning. I believe, based on the texting buzzing in my ear, we got a few people that have hit star 6. They're ready to share.
Good morning, Vance. It's Darren.
There we go. Good morning, Darren. Tell us what impacted you the most from Luis being the best version of yourself.
Well, for me, it was on several different levels. However, I want to preface this by saying, if there's anybody on the call who has not read Vance's email and really digested it and ingested it and started doing the work, I highly recommend you do that. I'm all about personal development. And that's what Thursday was about. And it set the tone for the entire rest of the event. It was phenomenal. And so on the Nikan side of the transformation for me, I was able to look at things for myself and have some guidance because I do this work on a regular basis. But to have somebody else guide me especially in the be, do, and have, and put me back into my heart. And that's the way that the event started out, with my heart. We are heart-centered in the intent. And I believe that that was the experience for everybody, because the rest of the week went like that, too. On a personal level, it dovetailed with experiences, references to a movie, even the music from another movie that my mentor, that I did with my mentor in this work over 30 years ago. So it was really an amazing event. The other thing is, we are a global wellness community. We are the five pillars of wellness. Please, if you've been working on the five pillars of health for the last umpteen years, please look at this from a different view. We are looking at the five pillars of wellness. The connotation to health sometimes has a negative connotation, is what Louise was explaining. And you may, if you think about the words health and wellness, you might get a little different vibrational feeling from it. And so we are creating a global wellness community, and I saw us as the stone that was being thrown into the pond, and we are the ones who are creating the ripples throughout our small community, our state, our region, the United States, North America, and globally.
And Karen, just that, what's the word I'm looking for? Just that mandate of altering our verbiage, is the word I'm looking for, verbiage. And it's so amazing. So amazing when you, I want to be careful how I say this, not correct people, but when somebody says it, and as a parent, I'm still in that parenting mode of a 10-year-old who has a big birthday party at the bowling alley today, but when she says something that's not in line with our family core values, I quickly, not even correct her, but I suggest a different way. Now she's catching me. Last night at dinner, she corrected me because my left elbow was resting on the table, and she said, "Daddy," and I went, "Oh, you are absolutely correct, Goose. Thank you." But when somebody says, "Oh, I need to lose 20 pounds," really? Do you intend to go find it? Well, why would I do that? But when you say global wellness community, we have to change our verbiage. It's not five pillars of health. 92% of Americans, last week, the USA Today, I have the cover newspaper. I took a picture of it because it so impacted Larry and I there in Layton. But 92% of Americans all agree our healthcare system is broken. And the article goes on to say some other statistics. This is no longer us saying that it's broken. 92% of Americans. That means only 8% of Americans actually said, "No, it's all good. It's all good." So if we can change that verbiage, and Karen, thank you for that reminder. We are a global wellness community. That's who NECN is. And we have a responsibility to say, yeah, we have this core philosophy called the five pillars of wellness. And how are you doing? You know, the SAQ, the self-awareness quiz that we referenced in the I Can Attitude course, it doesn't exist anymore, but grab a napkin, grab a piece of paper, grab a chunk of cardboard or something, and say, if I were to list out the five pillars of wellness, how would you rank yourself? And I think we can be honest with people and see where they're at, and if they're not playing the ostrich thing and sticking their head in the sand. We saw a great visual, but we shared a great picture of a guy saying, "Oh yeah, it's all good," and he stuck his head in the sand next to an ostrich. And it's just a figurative thing. Ostriches don't really do that. But the moral of the story is we have to be open and do that. Karen, thank you. I know there's a couple others. If you wouldn't mind hitting star six, what did you glean from what Louise shared? How has it impacted your life here a few days later? Jump on, share some thoughts.
Hey Vance, it's Gary in Portland.
Good morning, Gary.
Yes, so for the folks out there, this is the original Portland, but I'm not the original Gary. You mentioned verbiage. There was something that Luis said early on that we should move away from talking about when we're working with our team. Move away from the phrase of we're here to help people. We're really about training them. And I think there's something about the vibration switch for me in that when we're training people, it sets up a higher vibration, a more professional vibration, and we're there working with people that want to be part of what we're doing, as opposed to them being helpless, sitting back, and we're like helping them. There's something that's wimpy about help, and there's something more professional about training people. So that's an important distinction. And then the other thing just to point out, and I printed out your email, Sam, and the bottom line of the second page when it prints out for me, where you talk about success and happiness, and it's not what Neekin products take out of our life, it's what Neekin products add to our lives. And I think of the Pi Mag waterfall. It's not just what the filter takes out of the water, it's what it does in addition in terms of putting back into it, in terms of the nutrients and the energy. And I think there's a big distinction again in that there are other products on the market that will take things out, and then it leaves dead water, or just perpetuates dead water. What we've got is something where there's energy and there's nutrients added to it, and so it's a much better end product for us. So go with Pi Mag waterfall.
Yeah, and I, you know, Gary, I'm not the best writer in the world. However, when I got up yesterday and I started thinking about Valentine's Day and whatever, you know, sweet givings of or exchanging of flowers and candy, and you know, Mr. Cadbury was the one who, you know, originally invented the heart-shaped box and all that good stuff. I thought, what a sweet opportunity we have to replace our filter. So I sent out an email, and it was while I was writing, and I thought, wait a second, Luis taught us that. So don't focus on the negative. Just focus on what. And we all can't, as I put in my email to our customers, we all can't live in a deep wooded forest and breathing negative ions and drinking from Springfield waters, the mineral rich and the magnetically charged water. I didn't say that. Neekin's waterfall, Neekin's air unit did that. I just simply said we can't all live out in the woods. I mean, I guess you can if you want to be that type of person, but I don't camp. I don't enjoy that. But my point is just exactly what Gary reminded us. That's what Luis said. It's, again, it's a verbiage. If we just make some of these shifts and present that to people, it really is a game changer. Focus on what we've enjoyed now. You know, one of the other lines, too, and I want to share this real quick. I know there's a couple other people, and thank you so much from that Gary. Yeah, I want to remind folks, if you did not receive my email, I'm not the most perfect note taker, however, my thumbs type really fast. And I put it all on my phone. I've got it. I'd be happy to text. Not text. It's way too long of a text. But I'd be happy to email it to you. Just email me at vsrogers995@gmail.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, Rogers, 995@gmail.com. If you're in the Rogers organization, you should have already received that. But there's other people that I know. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I want to read these three paragraphs really quick. Imagination. 80% of fears exist only in our minds. Imagination plus fear creates doubt. Imagination plus love creates faith. Dr. Wayne Dyer talks about the minions in our mind. If we give in to them, they will take over. It's what we choose to do. the mind was created by God or nature, however you want to look at that, to survive, not to be happy. And Luis went into this whole thing about babies that are in nature, like the egret. If the egret's making too much noise, and the mother eagle knows that, oh, danger is coming, you know, if they're falling on the ground or whatever, that mama eagle will sacrifice that baby eaglet for her own survival. She'll do her best to protect, but if there's three or four that aren't squawking, that aren't screaming, that are attracting danger, another animal, another predator, whatever, he said that's, and even in some cultures, they'll do that. But when we give into that fear, but the human being is the only creature that does bad things for pleasure. And he went into a whole thing about that, and I just sat there and went, oh my goodness. And I'm thinking, that dish of ice cream that I enjoyed last night, that's really a bad thing. But we are the only created being that literally does bad things, addictive behaviors for pleasure. Animals don't do that. And if we'll make that mind shift to saying, wait a second, we need to eat healthy. We need to. We already surpassed the 70% mark of being overweight in our culture. I mean, when do we stop? That's my question. We have to make that decision. Anyone else want to chime in here?
Yeah, this is Larry.
Go ahead, Larry.
Well, one thing this Saturday morning thing did was make me review my notes. That's probably a good thing.
And by the way, folks, as I mentioned to people, Larry, right at the very, very end of this day, Larry, you looked at me and you said, Ed, I think I've taken more notes in the last 6 hours than I have in the last 6 years of my life.
Yeah, that was it was very, very introspective. It made you really engage yourself. Of course, you could have sat there and not be engaged, but that would have been really hard. Because if you were actually awake, every so often Luis would have you stand up and give your neighbor a back rub, or walk out of the line of chairs and do a dance or something, and so you would have been really wiped out not to pick up some of this. And I think I picked up most of it. It was good, and I think it was the tone of what we need to do to move forward ourselves individually, and that's what I really got out of it, was because a lot of these things I had heard before, but never in a well orchestrated and well thought out process of leading you from where you are to where you want to be. And that was pretty mind-boggling, and I'm going to have to review these notes a few more times to really put it into action, I think, because ultimately that's what you have to do, is you got to put it into action. Don't let this fear keep you from moving forward, the fear of rejection, the fear of looking silly or whatever, because there's a real mission here that we need to have, and it starts with the very basic thing of just being love, being a person that cares about everyone around you. And they can reject it, and some of them will. In fact, 7 out of 10, according to the numbers that they gave us, you know, 30% will accept it, 70% won't. Don't let that 70% stop you. It's really important to write it down. And I've known that for 50 years. I've been in sales. You got to write it down. You got to write some goals. You got to do some short-term goals and some long-term goals. And and all of this was in this and so much more that it's pretty hard to encapsulate it in 5 minutes. But you're not going to get that if you don't go to the event. And I've had to struggle with that for a long time because I've gone to a lot of events in my previous years with other companies, and I never moved forward. But that's probably because I didn't take the action. I know some of that material was in those previous things, but you have to take the action. And I've been trying to put that into play this week, and I've had some interesting things happen that I've shared with Vance, and I'm not going to bring it up now because that's not what this is about, but I'm just saying every one of us needs to sit down and write out a plan. And then if you need lifting up, well, call your buddy, call your friend that's in the business, and then go back out there and move forward into the jungle, and which is everybody else, and just talk. That's all you got to do.
And Larry, you bring up a really valid point. Luis was very, very poignant when he said, write a 90-day plan. You know, something as silly, something as strong as, okay, well, our plan for our household, we're going to be debt-free in 10 years. Okay, that's great. That's an awesome plan. The problem is a year from now, what does that look like? So what in the next 90 days do we need to do to be debt-free or financially secure? Debt-free is kind of a negative thing. So financially secure, what do we need to do in the next 90 days? Well, some of us, we need to cut cable. We're not really watching it. We're not really using it. Or cut off the newspaper that we're not reading, or whatever it may be. There's little things that we can do, and then we can look back after 90 days and say, you know, we eliminated that, and therefore we're closer to our goal in 10 years of being financially secure. Something as simple as that. So Larry, you bring up a really valid point of writing it down. One other thing that as I'm listening to that whole imagination, whether it works in to create negativity or positive, imagination plus love, I love numbers, okay? And so a mathematical equation, the if-then algebraic equation, imagination plus love equals faith. These together will lead to prosperity. However, that same imagination plus fear equals doubt. These together will lead to discouragement. And I would also add they'll lead to discouragement and death. My past does not define me. I am not my past. I am the result of the last decision I made. That's it. And, you know, in my talk that I got to give in Layton, I, you know, literally 2 minutes before it was my turn to get up and share, I thought, how do I want to close this off? And I'm going to close this off, this call this morning. I'm sure there's other people that want to chime in, but I really want to strive in 20 to 25 minutes. And we'll open it up for a little bit of Q&A and comments and that kind of stuff, but in 20 to 25 minutes, give you something. And we've got some guest speakers that are going to be coming up in the next few weeks, but that's one of the things that, you know, we got too much stuff going on, too many calls, too many Zooms, too many everything, and we're not connecting people to, as Larry said, and as Gary reminded us, and as Karen said, we're not connecting them to the good life and the good philosophies that we know. And it does have a ripple effect. It really does. And the day that Larry, Andy, and I were driving to Layton, I got to be part of a bullying situation with our youngest daughter. And I'm not going to go into the whole story, but I was so, had such a proud papa moment when I heard how it was resolved when this 10-year-old little girl said to the 12-year-old young lady who was bullying her, but her response simply was, "You don't get to talk to me that way. You cannot say things about me just because of my brown, beautiful skin." And I thought to myself, I thought, okay, I'm doing something right. I've changed the verbiage in our home, in my life, and it's having a ripple effect on our youngest daughter, who's very, very self-confident in the way she was created. The imagination plus faith, she does equal prosperity in her life. And here she stood up. And she shared with Stacy, she said, "Mommy, you don't have to worry about me. I got the fight in me. It's in me. You don't have to worry about me." And I thought, okay, because I see sometimes she doesn't make the best decisions on doing her chores, on picking up her bedroom, you know, on getting the trash actually in the trash can. But I thought when push comes to shove, that's what really matters. And this was huge, folks. And as Larry said, you got to get to the event. Yes, it's going to be a sacrifice. There's events coming up, and I want to remind everybody again and again and again. Mark your calendars now for the first weekend in December 2020. I know that's a long ways away, but whether it's a long ways away or next weekend, it doesn't matter. If you don't put it on your calendar, it ain't going to happen. As Larry just reminded, you got to write it down. Write it down. Go get your calendar. Put it down. Somewhere, location is to be announced, somewhere central in the United States of America, whether that's Dallas, St. Louis, Kansas City, and I know everybody's like, oh, make it here. It's not in our control. What's in our control is when we write it down and say, you know, I'm going to be there. It's open to silvers and above, and if you're not silver, well, find somebody to help train you to get to silver. I would be happy to do it. Okay? I'm not the utmost expert trainer, but I'd be happy to do it. But write it down, and the reason why is because this event will include being the best version of yourself. Obviously, Luis will be there, but it's already on the calendar for Nikan, and we can start gearing up that. But what do we need to do in the next 90 days to make it happen? Well, number one, write it down, get it on the calendar. First weekend in December, this is the weekend right after Thanksgiving. And don't give in to the negative. Give in to the positive and say, you know, imagination plus faith equals prosperity. My life will be forever impacted because I choose to go to this event. And there's other stuff prior to that. If you've already made the choice, or haven't made the choice to be in New York City, make a decision. I received a text this morning, said, "Vance, can I bunk with you?" "Oh, absolutely." Ooh, I may need to get a bigger room because we're going to have a frat house party here. I don't drink, folks, so just don't get the... I mean, I drink a lot of water. I have a drinking problem, therefore I have a peeing problem. I drink too much water, therefore I have to go to the restroom a lot. But I don't need alcohol to have a good time. I just don't. It doesn't do anything for me. It just makes me get even louder. That's what my family says. Addie asked me last night when I tucked in bed, "Daddy, have you been drinking wine?" I said, "No. I had a swig of grapefruit juice, so maybe it was fermented. I don't know." But my point is this. When we write it down, when we take that imagination plus faith, it will equal prosperity. It will equal so many great things. But we have to do it. So please, let me know if you've not received those notes. I'd be happy. You can send me a text, too. But it's easier via email because I'll receive your email, and then I'll just boom, 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 and get it out to you. And then that way I know you're not in our database for stuff. I don't send out a lot of stuff. I don't do that. That's not fair. So anyways, thank you, Karen Willens from La Crosse, Wisconsin. Thank you, Gary Akavinko. I hope I pronounced that correctly. From the real Portland. Portland, Maine, not Portland, Oregon. And thank you, Larry Hafner, from just down the road here in Corbett, Oregon. So that's all we've got for this morning. We do have Did You Know and Do You Know coming up here in a few minutes. So hold those questions, those comments, and we'll get them right underway. But again, look forward to coming up, by the way, Ron Barnes, professional accountant, CPA, I can't remember his exact title, with quite the big firm. And he is going to be sharing top 10 reasons why you need to have a home-based business. I went back and read my notes to Stacy last night, and she's like, "Well, yeah, duh." And then we've got Vicki Walters, or Victoria Walters, 117 pounds gone because of Nikan. Not making a medical claim, I'm just telling you about her journey. And I spoke with her this morning, and this is, you're not going to believe this one, folks. For anybody that you know that's carrying a little bit of extra weight or a lot of extra weight, you're going to want to get them on this call. That's coming up. And then the other one is Professor Bill Cottle, round two. He's got a movie and potluck night coming up next Friday night, the same night that Larry and I are doing one. I think it's next Friday. You've got people in Boise. If you know anybody in Boise, Idaho, send them Bill's way, because this is, he's doing a potluck dinner. Larry and I are not that fancy. We're just doing snacks. I called and I got a confirmation from one of our friends last night, and he said, you are going to feed me, right, Vance? And I said, well, of course I am. We've got white bread and water. And he goes, oh. I said, yeah, it's going to be like a prison camp experience. But anyway, no, we got stuff lined up. But my point is this. Larry and I made a decision. I wrote it on the calendar, movie night, and I'm calling people. What's the worst they can say? Not no. It's, oh, yeah, I already ordered that. I found a grounding thing on Amazon, or I found those magnetic inner soles on Amazon. That's the worst they can say, actually. But we're going to talk about that in a couple minutes, too. So, anyways, that's what's on tap for the next few weeks. The exact dates will be determined, but got lots of good stuff to come. So thank you again, everybody. Have a great and fantastic rest of the long weekend, and I look forward to talking to you real soon.